You might know Garacha. They have been playing here in the Pittsburgh area for years and years and years and years. And there are now two Miguels performing in Pittsburgh. I can remember when we only had one Miguel, but now we have two Miguels. And you're going to hear a couple mariachi songs, and Izzy is here too, playing guitar. And then you're going to hear a more complete group with Garacha. So let's now welcome Miguel's Mariachi Fiesta.
De la Sierra Morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando. Un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. De la Sierra Morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando. Un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra cielito lindo los corazones. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra cielito lindo los corazones.
Beautifully done, Miguel. That's a song we all seem familiar with, right? But can you tell me a little bit about what that song is saying?
You know, it's it has many different verses, but the chorus essentially says, you know, there's no need to cry. Just consider this. Try singing. Ah. And that will make your heart joyful.
And that's a song people, I think we are about the same age, remember that being used in a commercial for years and years and years.
I am the Frito Bandito.
I am the Frito Bandito. Do you remember that, Miguel, the younger?
No, I do not.
Miguel, when did you start providing mariachi music? I know.
So our business, Segue Presents, actually was founded back in 1989, 1990, when we started performing both the mariachi music and the salsa music on the Gateway Clipper. And we also were performing on the at the Latin American Folk Festival at Pitt University right around the same time. So and then we just started diversifying and doing a lot of different venues. We ended up playing at the Rosebud, you know, right next to Metropole for quite some time.
Many years.
And my son, actually, Miguel the younger, was actually there for the whole thing. It was two Miguels all along.
Wow. How old Miguel the younger? You were eight?
He was eight.
Okay.
When he started, he actually did his first solo singing act at the age of 8 years old.
I could remember hearing you way back then, and wow, it goes back a long way. Yeah. So it must be fun to have both of you here. Were you born in the United States?
No, I was born in Santiago, Cuba, and immigrated at the age of 11 to Erie. Actually, you know, from the warmest place on the earth to the coldest place on the earth. And we moved to Pittsburgh in 77, right after I got married. Cha was born right here at West Penn Hospital.
That's my nickname.
That's right.
What's his nickname?
That's why we call him Cha.
Cha. Cha. Does that mean anything?
It doesn't mean anything at all. It's just a goofy nickname that I gave him when he was a baby, and it stuck.
So you've been brought up in the music business here your whole life. And then we have Izzy, who you know from guitar instruction. He's been here before with students. And he is playing, I called it the big guitar, and you told me that's okay.
Because that's exactly what the name in Spanish means. Yeah. Guitarrón means big guitar.
And
so you were right on the money.
That's an instrument I've always just had such affection for, and I only see it used in mariachi. Is that the only?
It's a mariachi instrument.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful instrument. Well, we have one more mariachi song, and then we're going to quickly configure and bring the whole group in here. So what would you like to do next?
Sure. You know, I took a children's. Since we're at the Children's Museum, I took an English children's song and I translated it into Spanish. And so we'll see if your kiddie audience can recognize this.
Mirando la arañita que sube por allá. Pero si llueve, resbala y caerá. Ya sale el sol y el muro secará. Pues mirando la arañita que subirá. Mirando la arañita de nuevo subirá. The NC-WNC spider crawled up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Up came the sun and dried up all the rain. So the incy-wincy spider crawled up the spout again. Mirando la arañita que sube por allá. Pero si llueve resbala y caerá. Ya sale el sol y el muro secará. Pues mirando la arañita de nuevo subirá.
I think you fixed it. It sounds it sounds wonderful that way. There you have Miguel's Mariachi Fiesta, and in just a few moments we are going to hear from Garacha. We've made quite a change. A lot of my favorite people are in the room right now, including some who I haven't met. But Langston is here playing sax. Fat Man D is here. She's going to sing. Ralph is playing bass. Izzy has downsized his guitar, but it's still here. The two Miguels are here. Michael is playing keys. And this is Garacha.
Caserita, no te vayas a dormir sin comer un cucurucho de maní.
Cucurucho de maní, cucurucho de maní.
Cuando la calle sol está, ya tú no puedes pedir maíz.
Cucurucho de maní, cucurucho de maní.
Ay, caserita, no me dejes ir, porque si no lo vas a arrepentir y será muy tarde ya. Por el pico divertir, come tu cucuruchito de maní.
Cucurucho de maní, cucurucho de maní.
Cuando la calle sol está, ya tú no puedes pedir más.
That sounded wonderful. And it's nice to have this much energy in the studio. We're going to get a microphone so we can meet everybody in the band, and that's going to be ready for us in just a second. But Miguel Garacha has been playing now. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about it earlier in the hour. It's been 20, almost 20 years.
It's actually closer to 30 years.
Yeah, it's 30. Yeah. I'm doing my math wrong.
That song right there. Was at the Latin American Folk Festival. Mm-hmm. It was five. The first time that, yeah, and I was 5 years old.
It was five.
And it was the next year that my father got invited to play at Jay Hanna's, which is a club that doesn't exist anymore. I was pretty much playing since I was a little kid, and it was kind of fun to play that song here for kids because the first time that I played it, I was 5 years old.
People love that song. Yeah, I did my math wrong. It's funny. I keep forgetting it's 2016. I want you to know, I was listening to Amy Goodman, who I love. She does Democracy Now!, the newscast, and she referred to the election earlier this month as the 1916 presidential election. And I kind of liked it, you know, because it would be 100 years ago and we could all leave that behind us. But I think somebody in her script had written like apostrophe 16 and she put the 19, sort of what we all do when we start to write checks. We're going to pass this along to Fat Man D so that we can meet everybody as soon as I do what needs to be done.
I'm actually making a record with Fat Man D right now, and I'm about to ask Fat Man D to say something about that record because it's called the Social Justice Disco, and it's an exciting project, and it's kind of timely.
Very much so, and I was going to say, if this doesn't work, I can't imagine. Thank you. Let's just do
Manny,
that.
Can you tell me about the Social Justice Disco?
The idea of having a microphone on mute for you, and that's the trouble with this microphone. I wouldn't want you to have a muted microphone.
Thanks so much for having Guaracha.
It's wonderful to have you here.
And Miguel's Mariachi Fiesta on the air this morning. I've been playing with these guys for a long time. My mom was a big fan of theirs back in the 80s. I became a fan of Guaracha in the 90s at Rosebud. And so it's an honor. I'm very excited about the project I'm working on with Chow right now. We're doing it with Liz Berlin from Mustard Root. We're recording an album called Social Justice Disco. And our first single, Fourth Reich Horizon, is out right now. And we're running an Indiegogo campaign so that if people want to get involved and help make it, they can look up Social Justice Disco on Facebook and on Indiegogo. So if people are interested in checking out our music, we've got a lot of things to say about how the world is going right now and how we can make it better using music and rhythm as our sword and shield.
And I'm on the record.
Yeah, Miguel's on the record. He's singing on it. He's playing on it. Should I pass the mic around now?
Well, just before we leave you,
you've
been doing such great things with your own vocal stylings. I'm a huge fan. And also,
I listen to your show all the time.
Well, something you've been doing that a lot of people don't know about is providing voice lessons to kids.
I teach in two places. I teach. I've been at the Afro-American Music Institute since January of this year. We're in Homewood at 7131 Hamilton Avenue. And I teach young people's voice at 2 p.m. every Saturday. And then I also, in the wintertime, I work with Liz Berlin through Creative Life Support's program, We Rock Workshop. And we work with homeless and foster youth that we meet through the Allegheny County Children and Youth Services to help them learn how to write their own music. And we produce a CD. I've been with them for 4 years now. This will be my fourth year.
Well, it's wonderful that you're doing that, and I know you.
As my friends Miguel say, muchas más gracias.
Yes.
Yeah, what he said.
Well, what I'm going to do is, indeed, have you pass the microphone over. We'll get a chance to say hello to Langston. It's good to see you.
You too, Larry.
You might know Langston from Speak Life Storytellers, and half of Speak Life Storytellers moved to Florida, from what I understand.
Yeah, so that project is now ended, and I'm now focusing on my solo project, Langston Kelly Human DJ, where I'm creating improvised dance music using a wide collection of instruments and loop pedals.
Well, we're going to have to get together and have you do that here on the radio sometime. It's great to see you, as
you
always. And we got Izzy. Also, now he's playing the smaller, your guitar's been downsized.
Smaller in size, equal in stature.
Ah, yes. And it's good to have you here. You
always
must,
nice to be back.
Thank you. Do you always play with Garacha? Have you been playing with them?
Well, Cha and I went to Kappa High School together back in the, we graduated in the late 90s, and I was brought in around 1997, 1998.
I was like, this guy's great. You got to have him, Bobby.
And we had played a few tunes together, and he put together like a Latin ensemble at Kappa, and he decided to he kind of pushed the issue with his dad to have me join with the band and start doing that, and that was my first professional gig. I think I was 18 years old at the time, and I got to you know, it was great just jumping right into a professional thing that I'd been trained for. It was really fun. We were playing. At that point, during that first summer of 97, I think we were playing 3-4 gigs a week, like
wow.
Places like the Pittsburgh Zoo and a lot of private events, and the band was really hitting it pretty hard at that point. So
yeah, and I think still there's, if you want a versatile band that will put a smile on your face if you want all night or occasionally slow things down, you guys really have it covered very well. Good to have you here, and we'll meet the other. We met both Miguel's earlier. I wonder if that mic will actually make it. We're going to find out if it'll make it over, so we can just quickly.
You're aware of the fact that there's a third Miguel here. It's just that he uses an English version of it.
Oh yes, that's true.
And the mic is going to him now.
Yes, though that all the mics can count as Miguel's. Let's get a chance to meet you. This is Michael Antelman.
Yes, that's correct. I've had the honor of playing with this fine group for several years now. I first heard them as a fan, listening back in the Shadow Lounge era, and was very excited to have the privilege to begin playing with them shortly after that.
Excellent, and it's amazing. We have like 30 wireless microphones, but we're using this wired mic today. We really do, but it's okay. It's fun. It's old-fashioned, and now we're going to get to meet the bass man.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me. My name is Ralph. I've been playing with Guaracha for, it's got to be at least 11 years now. And as Mike was mentioning, I played throughout the Shadow Lounge era. We had a weekly gig there. I played with them, and it just schooled me on how to play Latin music, and it's been like one of my favorite things I've ever done. I've really been lucky to be part of this group of musicians.
It's really fun to realize how much you've all learned and grown together as a band, as you're talking about it. Now there's, I think, two more songs? Three?
I can play another couple songs, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I was going to turn it back to you, and I'll turn it over to leader Miguel.
Actually, our leader right now is my son. He became the director of all of Sagitt Presents Entertainment around 1993, 1994.
I didn't get the memo.
I work for him.
That's kind of nice. I didn't get the memo.
It is nice.
Yeah. This is mostly admin. That's what I really took on.
He worries about all the bookings and dealing with musicians. I just come in and play.
I would like one of those. How can I get me one of those?
Have a son. Have a son.
I'm working on it with mine.
All right. So this next song that we're going to play is it's called Chan Chan. And it's a very familiar Cuban song that a lot of people know from the Buena Vista Social Club. I love that record. Thank you.
questo vuoi per amare di al tuo centro vuoi per amare c'è qua questo vuoi per amare. Το σέντρο που είπα να με κάνε και που ακουέτο που είπα να με γυρίζει. El cariño que te tengo no te lo puedo quitar. Se me sale lagrimita, ya no lo puedo evitar. Ay, le doy la vida, la 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 la. Centro voy para Macaré, llego a Cuento, voy para Mayerí. De alto centro voy para Macaré, llego a Cuento, voy para Mayerí. De alto centro voy para Macaré, llego a Cuento, voy para Mayerí. El mar servía arena, como sacudía el jibe, a Chan Chan le daba pena. Suena ese orle.
That was terrific. You almost have me dancing, and I never dance. I wonder what we're going to do next. I'll turn to the appropriate Miguel, the one who he knows. He's got all the paperwork. He's filed it all the paperwork.
The next song that we're going to play is called Hot, Hot, Hot. A lot of people know
this. Yes. Thank you guys for being here.
Really my pleasure. I think we all had a great time.
You boom, 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 boom. Like a boom, 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 boom. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. When party people, they are all around and I'm feeling hot, hot, hot. What we do on a night like this? Party people, they can't resist. They need a party song, what's up to them? They need a party song, rocking all night long. So we said, boom, 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 boom.
Thank you so much. Wow. And what's the website where people can learn more about you, or what's the best way to get in touch?
All right. Well, you can look for Guaracha on Facebook. G-U-A-R-A-C-H-A is how you spell Guaracha. You can also look for Miguel's Mariachi Fiesta on Facebook. And both can be found on allsagelatinshows.webs.com.
And, Sage is spelled
S-A-G-U-E.
All
that's right.
All Sage Shows.
All Sage Latin Shows.
All Sage Latin Shows.
.webs.com.
I'm not trying to take over your job.
That's okay.
It's an old website.
Thanks for being here.